So with temperatures set to soar for the next couple of weeks, we've got some great tips to keep cool and keep hydrated and also keep a watchful eye on water use. I think the first thing everybody can do is obviously, instead of taking the first draw of water and looking for that cool water from the tap, they can already fill a jug and put that in the fridge just so it's ready to use. Clearly, in terms of sprinklers, now sprinklers can use up to 1,000 litres of drinking water just in 1 hour. That's more than family of four would use in a whole day. So clearly keeping that to a minimum and having it on the lowest volume setting is really helpful. 4 minute showers instead of baths, filling dishwashers to the and keeping those full up, and washing machines are really helpful too. And obviously don't worry about the lawn going brown. It's soon going to recover when we get the next round of good rainfall. We don't know how long the hot weather will last, and we all want to enjoy it, of course, but we just all need to be aware of how and when we use water and always use water wisely. So during a hot spell, the average amount of water each person uses every day can increase by over 50%. So from last week to this week, we've seen an increase of up to 100 million litres of water a day, which is a huge amount of water. This could not only mean slightly higher bills for customers as they use more water, but it also puts pressure on the water network and the reserves of the natural resource we always rely on. The reservoirs and underground water sources are in a good position as we head into the summer season, but we of course need to be mindful just how much water we're all using day to day, whatever the weather, and use water wisely. Oh, it's really important anyway, just for people's health and well-being, to keep hydrated in the hot weather. It's important for our staff who are out there obviously doing a great job to keep the water flowing in circumstances, but clearly for any of your listeners to make sure they are taking enough water on board. But it's also just keeping an eye on the water use during the day, so whether it's in the garden, whether it's filling the paddling pools, etc. But clearly, people's health is really important. So really important to manage the water that they use, not just in terms of making sure that the water network and the resources is able and fine to meet the demand, but also just to keep an eye on their bills and make sure their outgoings can be assessed appropriately.